This is saxophonist Dion Yates, and I am your host for Discover Jazz here on New Jazz City Radio. In the next hour, you'll be introduced to music from new and emerging artists in the world of smooth and contemporary jazz, as well as get reacquainted with some of your favorites. So sit back, get ready. It's time to Discover Jazz. Welcome to Discover Jazz. I'm your host, Dion Yates. We're kicking things off with a track entitled Groove Kid by the South African-born keyboard prodigy Justin Lee Schultz. Justin began playing the piano at the age of 5. It was like he was born to it, and by the time he turned 6, he had already received an endorsement from Yamaha Musical Instruments Group. Justin's family moved to the Detroit area back in 2015 when his father was offered a job as musical director at a local church. Moving to one of the biggest musical towns in the world really helped propel Justin into the spotlight. In 2019, he appeared on the Nickelodeon show America's Most Musical Family with his father Julius and his sister Jamie, and he even made a guest appearance on the Harry Connick Jr. talk show and the NBC talent show Little Big Shots. His debut album features some of the biggest names in smooth jazz, with great appearances by Bob James, Gerald Albright, Jonathan Butler, Najee, and Pieces of a Dream. I can't wait to hear more from this talented young man. Next up is a young lady who plays an instrument that is not usually associated with jazz. Her name is Maria Antoinette, and she plays the harp. Yes, you heard me right, the harp. I think she is the first jazz harpist I ever heard. So here is Maria Antoinette with Another Star. You're listening to Discover Jazz on the new Jazz City Radio. That was saxophonist Steve Cole with his tribute to bassist Wayman Tisdale, simply entitled Wayman. This next track is by a guy that I met a few years back at a festival jam session in Virginia. His name is Christian De Mesones, and he introduced himself to me as Big New York, a nickname I think he got back when he was the bassist for a heavy metal rock band in Brooklyn back in the 80s. Even though his career started in hard rock and metal, he returned to his roots of Latin jazz and funk when he embarked on his solo career. Here is a song from his 2020 release, They Call Me Big New York. It's called Year of the Dragon.
Hello, this is Christian De Mesones, also known as Big New York, and you're listening to Discover Jazz on the new Jazz City Radio with my man, Dion Yates. We'll be right back.
You've just heard saxophonist Dee Lucas with The Time Is Now. Dee is a good friend and another one of our Discover Jazz Live Concert Series alums, and you can catch him performing all over the country at a variety of jazz clubs and festivals. I think Dee is one of the hardest working cats I know. Next is a song from the lady trumpeter Cindy Bradley. I had the privilege of co-headlining a festival with her in Worthington, Ohio. How Cindy became a trumpet player is similar to how I ended up on sax. She said that she originally started playing the piano at the age of 6, but when she entered into the 4th grade school band program, she had to choose a different instrument. She just picked a random instrument from a list that the band director gave her, and the rest is history. Here is trumpeter Cindy Bradley with Swing Set from her 2009 debut album, Bloom. That was trumpeter Cindy Bradley with Swing Set. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Cindy and I had a similar experience when it comes to picking instruments. I was in the 3rd grade, and I wanted to be a drummer, as most of the boys did back then. Well, there were just too many drummers and not enough drums. So I was asked to switch instruments, and I was given a flute, which at the time seemed like a really girly instrument, and I was kind of unhappy about that. But playing flute led me to the saxophone. When we come back, we'll hear from one of the new rock stars in contemporary jazz. Don't go away.